Ottawa. Canada's diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Olympics in China due to human rights violation concerns is generally supported by local MPs, but the foreign affairs critic said the government's delayed decision is part of a troubling pattern. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canada will be joining allies in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing because of human rights violations by the Chinese government. This means athletes will still compete, but no federal government officials will attend the games. Guelph's Liberal MP Lloyd Longfield said the intention of this move is to take the politics out of the Olympics. "I think having a diplomatic boycott, as many of our allies have, is showing that the government is recognizing human rights atrocities are still happening in China," Longfield said. The Olympic ideal is that the athletes of the world get together every 4 years on a non-political basis on a love of sport and competition. So I think it hits the balance between allowing the Olympic ideal to continue but also recognizing that China is violating human rights. Conservative foreign affairs critic Michael Chong, Wellington Halton Hills MP, said having government officials participate in fanfare and celebration in China would be inappropriate in the context of China's belligerence and violation of international law. Therefore, he supports the diplomatic boycott but said the government should have made this decision earlier as they were calling for. "This is an ongoing problem," Chong said he sees with how Canada deals with China. "We're still waiting for a decision on Huawei and they haven't been working with other democratic allies on countering these threats from China," Chong said, giving examples of Canada's exclusion from Australian, US and UK defense agreements and not being part of the quadrilateral security dialogue. The diplomatic boycott isn't the only sanction Canada should take in Chong's view. He explained the opposition have called on the government for further action such as banning Huawei from Canada's telecommunications network and banning the importation of products from China that are produced using forced labor. Earlier in the year, the House of Commons passed a motion declaring the Chinese government's actions in the Xinjiang region against the Uyghur Muslims amounts to a genocide. The motion also asked for the government to ask the International Olympic Committee to move the upcoming Olympics out of Beijing. Trudeau's cabinet ministers and many Liberal MPs, including Longfield, abstained on the genocide vote. Longfield explained officially calling something a genocide is done through an international inquiry. He said he didn't agree with Parliament usurping that process by going independent and this latest action is more appropriate for the government to take. "Diplomatic boycott is something we can do through our own diplomacy," labeling a genocide is done through multi-country diplomacy, Longfield said. Chong said he sees this as a disconnect between the government's rhetoric and reality. "It's part of a broader pattern with this government where they are either late in making the decisions or they don't make decisions at all," Chong said. "That's not leadership, that's an abdication of leadership."